Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Call to Decision. I am Kevin Gallagher sitting in tonight one more time for Butch. And Butch just wanted to let everybody know that he'll be back on Monday. He's just not quite there yet, you know what I mean? So nothing to worry about. Just keep praying for him. Keep him in your prayers. But he says he'll definitely be here on Monday. So he'll be back in the captain's chair. I'm Kevin Gallagher, and I'm up here in Connecticut. And I have hosted a cable TV show up here for about 24 years, 25 years in October, and I also founded, own, run, CEO of the Truth Be Told Radio Network. A lot of the shows that play here on GS Radio, you can hear simulcasted over to Truth Be Told Radio Network, and we broadcast out on the smart speakers and the whole thing, so you can check it out. Hey, we got a great guest for you tonight, and it's Mel Novak. I've interviewed him before. He does a show. He'll do two appearances a month with Omega Man Radio, and he does a weekly show with me Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific time, called Stick with Jesus. And Mel Novak is, just to give you a little bit of background, is a dedicated soldier for Christ, an ordained minister called by God to share the good news of Jesus Christ and salvation to the homeless on Skid Row and in prisons. Now, for 39 years, really now, excuse me, Mel has faithfully ministered in the streets of L.A., the chapel services at the Union Rescue Mission, the Fred Jordan Mission, the L.A. Mission, Long Beach Rescue Mission. Mel has also ministered in prisons for, 38 years, in places like San Quentin, Pelican Bay in California, New Jersey, prisons in like New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Florida, Alabama, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Washington, and Oregon. And he has done over 10,000 services, and he's seen maybe 250,000, 300,000 people come to Christ. You would remember him from starting in like 59 feature films. The one thing that he is known probably the most for is that he's well known for playing Stick the Assassin in Bruce Lee's film Game of Death, and Jim Kelly's Black Belt, I can't talk tonight, Black Belt Jones, Yul Brynner's The Ultimate Warrior, Steve McQueen's Tom Horn, and I know Steve McQueen was a good friend of yours, and I know you helped bring him to Christ. That's a whole other discussion. Chuck Norris's movie Eye for an Eye, recent roles. There's all kinds of recent roles, like 60-something films you've been in, is still making films, still acting and everything. It's fantastic. And, folks, I bring you Mel Novak. And, Mel, how you doing tonight? It's good to hear your voice again.
It is well with my soul. And
yes,
thank
sir.
You for having me. Yes. It's always a blessing. And
yes.
I love that song at the It is a war. 2 Corinthians 10:3. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. And I teach and preach a lot on spiritual warfare. And on my website, melnovak.com, there's an arsenal warfare prayer that over 1 million people have now.
Wow.
It addresses you for the battle, every daily battle. You start out with your spiritual armor on, Ephesians 6:11-17. So I'd encourage you to go to my website, melnovak, melnovak.com, and download it and pray it daily. I know Brother Kevin and his wife are doing it. And because the war is raging.
And it's important if you're somebody that's doing ministry. I always like to say you have a bullseye on your back. And so the enemy's always gunning for you, you know. It's never quite fun. I remember when I first got involved in ministry and it was like, say, what is going on? I can't deal. And it's because, hey, you just went into the fight. And, you know, if you get into the ring with Mike Tyson, it's one thing if you can convince him never to throw a punch. It's nothing getting to the ring and have to try to duck.
Well, I never dreamed when I start. This ministry is behind enemy lines. I go into Satan's territory and win souls. I mean, I should have died 7 times, and I know I never did drugs. I never drank in my life. I should have. I've had 28 surgeries. I've been crippled for 5 years from when I played pro baseball with Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And it is a battle, and if you're a threat to the kingdom of darkness, you better get your armor on every day. In Ephesians 6:16, Paul says, "Above all, put on your shield of faith to quench every fiery dart." Well, when I started out, it was darts, then arrows, spears. Now it's missiles. my shield gun. Got hit with missiles.
It's, I mean, it's an interesting thing doing battle with the enemy. And I know for sure that a lot of the listeners right now can definitely relate to that. And, it's a constant battle. As I was told many years ago by ministers that I knew, people that were teaching me Bible, is that, Kevin, you were born in the middle of a war, and the war started a long, long time before you were ever born, before you ever thought. And you got to deal with the war, and you have to be a good soldier for Christ, because, you know, the enemy is the enemy, and the enemy's going to do things that enemies do. And, you know, we see that all around us. We see it all around us all the time, and never the pettiness sometimes. Let me tell you a little story. What happened to me, this may be about 1.5 years ago or so. I got a Bible. My wife wanted this certain Bible, and I was getting it for her birthday. And so I went and ordered it, got it, you know, went and ordered it, did everything on time. You know, I was a good little boy, right? And then we have it sent, and it's like, you know, 2 weeks before her birthday. I should have it, you know, in a couple of days. Well, it never shows up. And I'm going and talking to the person I bought it from online, from the bookseller. And they're like, oh, well, this got sent down to Georgia. I mean, and what happened is we received the package, and I had my wife open the package up, and it's like, oh, look what I got you. And then we got these two weird things in the box, and it was from some school in Georgia, so the labels got swapped. So then the lady who I bought the Bible from, I had to have her call the school because they were just going to let it sit on the shelf. I'm like, you know, you don't understand. That's my wife's Bible, and we want that. It can't just sit on the shelf in some school in Georgia. And so full 3 weeks later, we finally get her Bible to her. And it's that kind of petty stuff where it's like, I sit there and I go, really? I mean, really? Seriously?
Well, what it is a demonic fear. Daniel, chapter 10, verse 11 and 12, it's a spirit of resistance, hindrance, and delay.
Yeah.
Daniel said to the angel, said to Daniel, man of the guard, your prayer was answered immediately. The prince of Persia held me up 21 days. And there's so many things you got to come against daily.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw in my life in ministry people hit with anxiety, worry, fretting, stress, and tension, and they're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
One gal, the stress was so bad that every minute she's going coughing. Another gal has shingles. All came from stress.
Yes, yeah, stress and is amazing what it can do to you.
Yeah, Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests. No, people need to pray more and praise more. Praise evicts the forces of darkness. Praise dispels doubt. Praise brings healing spiritually, mentally, emotionally. And most people don't praise God until they're lavishly blessed. Then in a couple of weeks, they get amnesia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm constantly... with all the times I should have died, I'm a cancer survivor. I didn't do chemo or radiation, and God did a mighty miracle. That's why I encourage people. Nothing's impossible with God, Luke 1:37. Nothing's too hard, Jeremiah 32:17 and 27. He said so. And it, you know, like the war is raging. I've never seen so many people this last 2 or 3 years that are hit with cancer.
Yeah, it's
cancer.
Amazing.
My grandchild is struggling. He started when he's 17. He's 20 right now. So you get more people to pray. You got to pray. And you got to believe, because when doubt comes in, doubt leads to unbelief. Unbelief is sin. Doubt's the killer to faith. That's the devil's number two tool behind fear, which is his number one. And the most worn-out tool, discouragement. Mm-hmm. Too many people today are discouraged. You know, we're locked in with this COVID and all over the world. But you know what?
It is
God's
amazing.
God's in control. God's on a throne. And I'm looking to see what he's going to be doing the next couple of months. It's going to wake people up.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that one. It's going to be a very, very interesting couple of months coming up. But how did you get involved, number one? Let's start with prison ministry. You've gone into some of the roughest prisons in the world. Pelican Bay, for example, is regarded as one of the most dangerous prisons, like, anywhere. How did you get involved with that?
Well, it started out with I was invited to the Union Rescue Mission as a celebrity.
Yeah.
And the CEO was watching me. I had 25 street people hanging on every word. And so the four missions that you mentioned, I start ministering. And that's when I knew this was my calling from God. And one of the inmates from L.A. County Jail, which is the biggest jail in the world and the worst jail in the country, very violent. There was an inmate who got released and went to this Union Rescue Mission spiritual growth program. And the chaplain, Mark Maciel, was a big Bruce Lee fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so this inmate calls Chaplain Mark up. You're not going to believe it, but Stick the Assassin from Game of Death is a preacher. And that's how my prison ministry started, L.A. County Jail. And then we went to Rahway, New Jersey. Level 3 and level 4 penitentiary are the worst in the world. Mm-hmm. And I've been to every level 3, level 4, and New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. I mean, and that's how it started. And I was ministering in Pittsburgh with Pastor Frank Rocco. And one of the guys who came from Washington was singing for him. And he said, hey, did you ever go to Walla Walla? I said, no, but I'd like to. He set that up. Walla Walla's in Washington. It's nasty.
Mm.
And the chaplain that I went in with, he says to me, do you ever go to Pelican Bay? No, I'd like to. And God opened the doors And he, God's going to say, who's going to go for me? And I always said, I'll go, Lord. And it was funny because it, up in Walla Walla, the day before I went to do three services, the whole prison got to see The Ultimate Warrior with Yul Brynner, and I had a great role in that. And and the same thing happened, you know, in Pelican Bay. It was like God set these things up, and that, a lot of times inmates will come because they've seen a lot of the movies I've done. Well, I don't talk about movies. I preach Christ crucified, and I don't candy coat it, and I back everything up with verses of scripture.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, these are dark times, getting darker. We live in a fallen world. Evil lurks everywhere, and people need to wake up because tomorrow's not promised. Proverbs 27:1. Don't boast about tomorrow. We don't know what a day brings. This one friend of mine, well, his friend, 41 years old, very successful, had a lot of money in his business. On his way to work, his stomach started hurting, and he had to go to emergency. Well, 2 hours later, he was dead. Pancreatic cancer. 2 hours later.
Wow.
So, well, every service I ever do, I have altar calls. I won't do services if I don't have altar calls. I mean, what's, you know, who cares about what movies I did? I mean, I got a, my, all my passion was to win souls. So, 2 Corinthians 6:2, today's the day of salvation. Now's the appointed time. And I encourage people, with how things are going, this is not the end time. It's a prelude to the end times.
Yeah, definitely.
But people still need to get at their prayer time, a praise time, a time in the Word. There's thousands of promises in the Bible. God's promises are yes and amen, 2 Corinthians 1:20. People's promises don't mean anything, especially in the movie industry. Man, you get people that really backstab you and cheat and lie, and I don't pay attention. Something doesn't work out. Well, of course, I haven't been to Skid Row since March, and the prison since February, because even in the prisons now, they don't even have their family come. Totally isolated. And I just called the Pelican Bay Chaplain Lou, such a precious brother, 91 years old.
Wow.
And I led a guy to the Lord in a high power super maximum security they were locked down in L.A. County Jail. And, I mean, to have this guy come to Christ was like, are you kidding me? That was a miracle. And so right now in Pelican Bay, he's in the hole. And you're in a hole for 23 hours in his little cell, and then you get 1 hour to go into another room. So I called Pastor Lou, Chaplain Lou, to go and encourage him. He gets my newsletter every month, and, you know, it's choices. So my encouragement, anybody listening, increase your prayer time, increase your time in the Word. Download that arsenal prayer on my website. And
your website is melnovek.com, and it's all there. And I would strongly recommend going to your site. There's a lot of great stuff there. And how did you, just to kind of change things up a little bit, how did you get involved in playing stick with Bruce Lee in the film Game of Death? How did that all come about? Because that one role has really helped you with ministry, believe it or not. I mean, it sounds kind of crazy, but it's helped you so much with ministry.
Yeah. It's people that I've led to the Lord you can't imagine or you can't even count. I did, my first big movie role was Black Belt Jones. And they kept increasing my role until it was, I played a hitman named Blue Eyes.
Okay.
And I was working out with martial arts. I had a friend of mine, a couple of them were teaching me, and I figured if I did my own fights and stunts, because I was a good athlete, I played, you know, I had 60 scholarships in football, I had scholarships in basketball, track, and I played pro baseball, so I did my own fight in Black Belt Jones, and he was so good, he kept it in slow motion.
Mm.
And two-thirds through the movie, he says to me, I'm taking you to Hong Kong. I got this role of Stick, the assassin, in Bruce Lee's last movie. And I went to Hong Kong for 7 weeks. I mean, that was like, you had all these heavies, villains in Hollywood wanted to play that role.
Oh, yeah.
And because I wear a lot of suits. I'm old school, two-tone shoes, and he liked all that stuff. So
Yeah. That's
how I got to play that role in Bruce Lee's movie. And he was also the same director on Yul Brynner and Max von Sydow. He had credible actors in that movie.
And what was Bruce Lee like to work with?
I think God set that up.
Yeah. What was Bruce Lee like to work with?
Well, I met him on The Green Hornet.
Yeah.
And he was staring at me, and I says, what? You got a villain's face. I knew that.
Uh-huh.
And then I was thinking, little did he know that I would be playing the villain in his last movie.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the best. There'll never be one like him again.
Yeah.
Had a lot of wannabes and try-a-bees, but and his son, too. My heart broke when I knew his son, because they had a 5 years after the Game of Death up at Paramount, they had some people get together with the press and everything about Bruce Lee, and they invited me.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon was 15 at the time, his sister was 13. So I met his wife, Linda, and then Brandon became a very good in martial arts, and he was, I think he was a better actor than Bruce was, but Bruce had the charisma.
Yeah.
That you can't make it. God makes that. So it was a great experience. And the fight I did in the Game of Death was from 8 at night to late in the morning in the rain.
In the rain.
Yeah. So the good thing was that the cinematographer from England told me a couple of days later, he says, I drove back with the guy, he called him the Gov, the governor, and he said to me, I'm so glad I brought mail. He gave me more than I even hoped for. So that made me feel good.
Yeah, what about Yul Brynner? What was he like to work with? He always struck
Yul.
Me as a pretty interesting guy, you know?
Yeah, he really was. I had lunch with him a couple times there. You know what was really funny? I'm having lunch with him and Joanna Miles, and this extra, he says, hey, Mr. Brynner, hey, did you ever do the musical or anything? And Joanna Miles says, he did the King and I. What, you know? He says, I never heard. I never saw that one. D-A-T. I just kind of buried my head in the food. But he killed me in the movie.
Yeah.
And I had a very difficult fact, the stunt I did was the second toughest stunt in the whole movie, and the stuntman made me an honorary stuntman after that.
Wow.
And it was dangerous. And when I did it, I was down 6 feet, you know, with a knife and a torch. And we did that fight, and he stabbed me. And I thought when you fall, I'm 6 foot two, you fall six. And the stunt coordinator says, no, you're falling 12 feet two. You're 6 foot two, and you're falling 6 feet. And you had to go head first, go through 2 inches of balsa wood, and there was a pebble was your mark. And then you go through another 6 feet with that lit torch, and it's concrete wall.
Oh, wow.
And I remember the night before, I just said, oh, Lord, Lord, you need to help me out here. The director said, can you do that? Oh, yeah, but I can do that. Because I always say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. And it was amazing. I didn't get burned with a torch. It was straight out. And then after that, the next scene, they put sunflower seeds and peanut butter all over my wardrobe. And then they dumped 40 live rats on me. And the rats were eating the peanut butter and sunflower seeds. I remember I told that lady who owned them, if I get bit by one of these rats, I'm going to bite you. And a human bite's worse than a rat bite.
And this
my babies
part of the
won't
movie,
hurt
right?
you. Oh, it was.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's horrible. But, you know, the thing for me with Yul Brynner is I go back to that movie Westworld that he was in. And,
yeah, he was excellent.
He was amazing in that and just so creepy and everything. And it's one of those things where you just can't picture another actor playing that role.
Yeah. And, you know, Magnificent Seven, he and Steve McQueen would be going round and round trying to upstage each other.
Huh.
Yeah, that was funny. I wasn't in that, but I knew what was going on.
That's funny.
But I like Yul. In fact, I went to see. He was doing the King and I on stage in Los Angeles, and I went behind afterwards. I went to his dressing room and whatnot, and he was real gaunt. You saw him lose weight. That's when he had the cancer.
Yes.
And he did a commercial that said, when you see this commercial, I will be dead because of lung.
Commercial, we got to take a commercial break. We'll hold that thought. We'll come right back,
okay.
Folks. You're listening to Call to Decision. This is Kevin Gallagher sitting in for Pastor Butch. We will be right back.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best stove foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Call to Decision. I'm Kevin Gallagher, sitting in the captain's chair for Pastor Butch Paw. Butch will be back on Monday, just so you know. He had sent me a text message today and said, hey, everything's cool. I'm going to be fine come Monday, and he'll be back Monday. So, got this Connecticut Yankee I'm sitting in, and we're having a good time talking to actor Mel Novak. And just in case you're joining us late, Mel Novak was known as the actor that played Stick the Assassin in the film Game of Death that starred Bruce Lee. And he has, for the last 38, 39 years, he has been a Christian pastor and has done great things with Skid Row Ministry. He's done great things with prison ministry, and we're going to talk some more about that. But when we were going into the break, Mel, what we were talking about is that commercial that Yul Brynner did, and I remember it made a very big impact. I mean, I think it's one of the reasons why I never really became a smoker, is because that was such a profound commercial where he talks about the fact that you're watching this commercial because I'm dead from smoking. And it was just like, wow, this is incredible, you know? Mel, you there?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to stop.
I stopped.
I wasn't going to interrupt you.
You have the floor, my friend. You have the floor.
Yeah, it did make an impact on a lot of people. That's what he wanted. I really liked him, and he was a tremendous actor, and Taras Bulba. I mean, he did so many great films.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That
and he was an icon, you know, and his, someone asked me, well, what was the nationality? I think he had about five different things, but he was the first one to go with the bald head, to shave it, and it really worked for him.
Yeah.
Then you had so many that copied after that.
Yeah, and it didn't work as well. I mean, Telly Savalas is another one that I can think of where it works really well.
Yeah, to Telly, when you saw that movie, Bert did that, you know, that movie, the prison movie at Alcatraz.
Mm-hmm.
He was really bald, so he was smart just to shave the rest of that off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looked good on him. He carried it well.
He was a nice guy, Telly.
You liked him?
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Yep.
Mike Connors is another one.
Mike Connors,
Mannix.
Yeah. Mannix.
Really.
I remember watching Mannix as a kid. I really enjoyed that show.
Yeah, that was my first role as a hitman, as a villain.
Huh.
I shot, yeah, I was a hitman. I shot this guy in the back with a silencer. Elsa Lanchester, you know, she played a Frankenstein's bride.
Yes.
And she says, "You're such a good-looking young man. You played a bad guy." I said, "I like to play bad guys. This is my first really big one." So
why do you like playing the bad guys? What is it about playing the bad guys?
I'm Serbian, and Serbians were warriors and fighters. So it's just like the villains, you know, they have good roles. You could, I always do a background and biography. I found my what I wrote about Stick. I found that. But you can make, like, I never really killed anybody in real life. Mm-hmm. But in the movies, I kill a lot of people, and I got killed 20. I died 25 times. So it's kind of, to me, it's much better than some of the starring roles, Whammy Mammy. But you could do some different things with that. Plus, all the penitentiaries I went to, ministered to murderers and everything, I'd watch them like a hawk. And I'd get something, and I'd say, I could use that in the next time I play a villain.
Interesting. So you had, what's the word I'm looking for? You had great source material right there when you were doing ministry.
Boy, that's for sure.
It's amazing. Talking about prison ministry, though, because I've heard a couple of the stories. Who are some of the most dangerous people that you've seen get born again, who got saved, who came to Christ?
The Manson gang. I know in Chino Women's Prison, you had three of the women. I know that Leslie Van Houten, she keeps trying to get paroled, but they'll never parole her.
Yeah.
But Susan Atkins, she did a dastardly thing to that actress who was pregnant.
Sharon Tate, yeah, Sharon Tate.
Sharon Tate, and she became a true born-again believer. And it shows you a lot of people don't understand that they can be forgiven. They have to repent. That's what Jesus and John the Baptist would always say, repent and be saved. And she helped a lot of the female inmates who were struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tex, he became a preacher. The only one, Manson, did not become a believer, and the inmates never liked him.
Hmm.
Remember one time, and I went up to this prison to preach. He never came to my service. And he loved his guitar that he used to play. So these two inmates were going to beat him up, and he ran away. They took his guitar, and they broke it in a million pieces. And he cried.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot. There was a guy who killed 22 child molesters in 20 years. If you're a child molester and you get to put in a penitentiary, you will be killed. That's their unwritten rule. And I have some amazing stories of those things happen. Yet this guy never cried, and he spent 33 years in prison, and he didn't think he could be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
When he went to a service I did, it was the Holy Spirit, my sermon was, forgiveness is the key to healing. And then the only reason he came to the service, because he was a Bruce Lee fan, and one of the inmates told him, "Oh, that guy fought Bruce Lee, and he played Stick." So he came to the service. And then when he was going to leave, he waited till everybody left. He said, "Can God forgive you for anything?" I said, "Anything except blaspheming the Holy Spirit." And 2 weeks later, I was there again. And I didn't know him. I didn't know what he did. and my sermon was, God's forgiveness is bigger than your sin.
Hmm.
And the guy starts shaking. He waited till everybody left. And he never cried in his life except that moment. I thought he was having a stroke.
Wow.
And I led him to the Lord. He was doing my arsenal prayer every day, twice a day, spending 3 hours plus in the Word of God. And he had a miracle when he was getting sentenced. That's an absolute miracle. He was out in four or five months, and he's in ministry. I mean,
wow.
That is what you call a God miracle.
Wow, wow. That's incredible. And so
yeah.
What is it that you really, I mean, the one thing that you really get the most enjoyment, I don't know if the right word would be enjoyment or the most fulfilling aspect about doing prison ministry, what is it?
When people at the altar call, when they open up their hearts and invite Jesus Christ in there, I've given probably 3,500 Bibles out, or maybe 3,000, 300,000, I don't know, over the years, plus reading glasses. And some inmates, you know, they can't even read.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, the greatest thing in my heart is when I see someone come to Christ and they turn their life around.
Yeah,
and I've seen it at Skid Row. I've seen it in prisons. And, you know, at Skid Row, we had 98 murders last year.
Wow.
There's violence everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
One inmate asked me, what do you think's missing in the world? I says, love.
Mm-hmm.
Love's an action, not lip service.
I mean, you look at what's going on in the world. You look at what's going on right now in the United States here. Oh man, I've never seen the country so divided, and there's really there's very little room to have somebody in the middle of all this. But you're either on way over to the right, way over to the left, and there is absolutely no middle ground at all. And we know what's going on. You know,
you got witchcraft. You got people involved with Antifa, the Illuminati. You have communists. You have everything. It's just awful. But what I always tell people, hey, God is on a throne, and you watch what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Because my mother used to always say, Mel, God sees everything.
Yeah.
And, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on because he hates the cheating and everything else. But, you know, when I graduated from high school, in our yearbook, they had two things. What do you want to be most when you graduate? And the other one was, what's the last thing you want to be? Well, first one I want to be a pro baseball player, and I was, but that's what destroyed me because I didn't go to God. I didn't ask him. You know, Psalm 32:8, God says, I will instruct you and teach you in the ways I will guide you with my eye. No, I didn't listen. And I ended up massive rotator cuff tear, 18-inch scar. I was crippled 5 years. Scholarship, 60 scholarships, everything's gone. And that's why I encourage people, go to God. See what God wants. Is it going to, whatever you want, is it going to glorify God? And it's, you know, we're all called to serve. Matthew 20:28, Mark 10:45. And I don't care what movie I did, there's nothing like serving the Lord, going into places where there's no hope. Hopelessness is the most devastating emotion in the world. It is brutal. And
Oh, absolutely.
When I see somebody turning their life over with Christ. That's the I never got a paycheck in 39 years, but my pay was all the souls that I want. It's the Holy Spirit who draws them, John 6:44. Mm-hmm. But I go, and it's dark, and God's protected me. I was in two riots, and I never got stabbed or anything. I mean, it's amazing. God, you know, wherever you're set to go and minister, He will protect you. Mm-hmm. He will equip you. And you get all these people, well, I'm not called to go to Skid Row prison. How about just being, having an intercessory prayer ministry? Like you and your wife pray for me, pray for my grandkid, and that's a powerful ministry.
Oh, intercessory is very powerful. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. You know, too many Christians are sitting there on their butt. I mean, it's... I hurt my back in a movie fight, so I'm living with pain on a scale from 1 to 10, that's a 12, with mm-hmm. 4 discs. But I'm doing all kind of worldwide ministry, and I get so many calls for prayer. In fact, last week I spent a lot of time, and I led the gal to the Lord. She has her cancer is in the rectum. So okay. that's brutal. You know, chemo is, all that stuff is very difficult. And we just have to encourage people, because these are really tough times. You got the devourer, destroyer, the corrupted, the accuser, the deceiver, every spirit of poverty. We got the devil with people lost their jobs, lost their savings, everything else. And I always tell them, Philippians 4:19, God promised to take care of your needs, not your greeds, but your needs. And like I say, things are really difficult everywhere, but it's going to change.
Yeah, it's got to, because it can't keep going the way it is. Something's got to give, you know. Something's definitely got to give. And, you know, for me, it's very, very, it's been very interesting to watch all this stuff happen that we see with with this virus and everything else. And think of it what you will. Some people think it's a complete fraud. And for me, I just look at it and know that there's a huge agenda that's been paperclipped to it. So real or not, it's the agenda that people are trying to deal with.
Yeah. So again, pray. Mm-hmm. And then pray in expectation, Psalm 62:5. Spend time in the Word. God wants you, He'll speak to you through the Word. There's healing in the Word. Everything that you could imagine. And Jesus Christ is called the Word of God, Revelation 19:13.
Yep.
And I'm so sick of hearing people tell me, I'm busy. And I always answer, so's the devil.
Yeah, yeah.
You're busy.
Very true.
So is the devil.
You want to
walk around
with you.
You want to walk around naked in the spiritual realm. You will get hit, and don't blame God.
Yeah.
God gave us this arsenal of prayer, and we have to increase our time, because so many. I had a friend that I knew. He was a mayor of Beverly Hills. We had so much fear when that epidemic came. He went from 165 pounds down to 115, and he took 100 sleeping pills.
Wow.
And only because of people's prayers, he didn't die. He should have died. So,
amazing what fear does.
Yeah. Fear is... You know, 2 Timothy 1:7, we don't serve a God of fear, but God of love, power, and a sound mind. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. What shall I be afraid? Nothing or nobody. all those times I was dying, it has nothing to do with macho. It has to do with Jesus Christ and what he did for us. I never had fear. When I was told I had prostate cancer, I kind of waited 3 seconds, and I thought, well, praise the Lord. That doctor said, what, excuse me? I said, I'm not praising the Lord for the cancer. I'm praising him. I'm believing he's going to heal me, and he did. It was a real hard time. I struggled. But I should have died 16 years.
What do you have to say to people who are struggling with cancer right now? You're a cancer survivor. What do you have to say to them?
Matthew 15:13. What God has not planted, he will uproot. You've got to believe that God can do it. He can change it. He can absolutely take all that cancer out. And he doesn't show partiality or favoritism. Romans 2:11, Acts 10:34. It's a thing of, even I had a cousin, because pancreatic cancer is one of the worst. And he was a survivor of pancreatic cancer. Hmm. So there's nothing too hard for God. I gave you the scripture on that in Jeremiah 32:17-27. And it's difficult. But when fear comes in, fear and faith can't live in the same heart. And all at once here comes anxiety, worry, fretting, stress, and tension. And before you know it, that person's faith is wavering. And then you have negative people. You keep the negative people away from you.
Yeah.
Because they will say, oh, he got the big C. And they did it from me. And I said, I bind you up in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, Philippians 2:9, Ephesians 1:20-23, his name is above all names and all things on the earth, beneath the earth, and above the earth. That includes cancer. Sometimes people get promoted and go to heaven. 2 Corinthians 5:8, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Your spirit and soul go immediately with him. And then in 1 Thessalonians 4:14-17, the dead in Christ rise first, they will get a new body. It'll be like Jesus, not one that was sick or diseased. And that's a promise. And we will be with him forever. It's a battle. Life is short. Psalm 90, verse 10, we're given 70, if by strength 80 years of age. Well, my question is, what are you doing with your life? There's so many people that this need somebody to reach out and with love and encouragement, because I'm going to tell you, it's that girl that I was ministering to, and I led her to the Lord too. She's been crying. Well, Psalm 56:8, God counts your teardrops and puts them in a bottle. Think about that. God hasn't bailed out on anybody. Hebrews 13:5, Jesus says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Matthew 28:20, the Lord will be with you always. And I love Deuteronomy 31:6-8. God says, don't be afraid. I'll never leave you or abandon you.
Mm-hmm.
And abandonment is a very difficult issue, and that's what happens in divorce. You know, one find someone younger or whatever, has an affair, I want a divorce. Well, that's not the answer either.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not the answer. Hey, you have any, we've got just a few minutes left. what would you say to people who would like to come to Christ and be born again of God's Spirit? What would you like to tell them?
Yeah. Just remember, 2 Corinthians 6, today's the day of salvation. Now's the appointed time. Tomorrow's not promised, Proverbs 27:1. Nobody's turned away. 2 Peter 3:9, 1 Timothy 2:4. God wants all to be saved, but you got to repent. So if you want to receive Jesus in your heart, the Lord and the Savior, or maybe you've done that before and you're backslidden, 1 John 1:9 is only for a Christian who's backslidden, you confess that sin, God's faithful and just to forgive you that sin, cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Not all, but all. So if you want to do this, repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died for my sins, buried, and 3 days later resurrected. Well, Father, I'm doing that now, and I know that I am saved now. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died for my sins, and 3 days later resurrected. Lord, I ask forgiveness of my sins, and I repent of my sins. And I thank you and praise you that my name is written in the book of life. Amen.
Amen.
I encourage you to get a Bible. I memorize from the New King James and find a church that preaches Christ crucified, the power and the blood, and download that on my website, melnovak.com. Download that arsenal warfare prayer and pray it daily. And you men, you need to do that, and you need to cover your family.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Must be done. And a lot of people just don't, I don't think people really go out of the way to pray as much as they should, because I don't think they see the value in it.
Prayer invades the impossible. To me, prayer is more powerful than an atomic bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And God hears our prayers. And his answer is yes, no, and wait. The wait's harder than than no.
Absolutely, absolutely. And folks, I know we're going to be going off the air in a minute, and I wanted to thank all of you for listening. And Mel, I want to thank you so much for joining me here tonight. People can check out your website, which is what?
MelNovak.com.
And you can get a lot of great information there. Those prayers that he's talking about, his newsletter, even the listings on IMDb. If you want to check out the films, you can email them there. There's all kinds of great stuff that you can find on the site. And you got any final thoughts? We're out of time. Mel, thank you so much for joining me here on the site.
Okay.
And
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. And folks, that's Mel Novak. I'm Kevin Gallagher sitting in for Pastor Butch Paw, and he'll be back on Monday. Have a great night. God bless you.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.